Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 5th chapter, verses 17 to 39. On one of those days, as he was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting there, who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and from Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was with him to heal. And behold, some men were bringing on a bed a man who was paralyzed, and they were seeking to bring him in and lay him before Jesus. But finding no way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and let him down with his bed through the tiles into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said, "Man, your sins are forgiven you." And the scribes and the Pharisees began to question, saying, "Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" When Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered them, "Why do you question in your hearts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the man who was paralyzed, "I say to you, rise, pick up your bed, and go home." And immediately he rose up before them and picked up what he had been lying on and went home glorifying God. And amazement seized them all, and they glorified God and were filled with awe, saying, "We have seen extraordinary things today." After this he went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And leaving everything, he rose and followed him. And Levi made for him a great feast in his house, and there was a large company of tax collectors and others reclining at the table with them. And the Pharisees and their scribes grumbled at his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" And Jesus answered them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." And they said to him, "The disciples of John fast often and offer prayers, and so do the disciples of the Pharisees, but yours eat and drink." And Jesus said to them, "Can you make wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast in those days." He also told them a parable. "No one tears a piece from a new garment and puts it onto an old garment. If he does, he will tear the new, and the piece from the new will not match the old. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the new wine will burst the skins, and it will be spilled, and the skins will be destroyed. But new wine must be put into fresh wineskins. And no one, after drinking old wine, desires new, for he says, 'The old is good.'" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Emil Gretterson, Concordia Lutheran Church, Hagerstown, Maryland.
I don't know about you, but this passage brings me great comfort. Jesus came for those who are sick. Jesus came for sinners. I'm a sinner. Oh boy, am I a sinner. The longer I serve in ministry, the more I realize how utterly and completely sinful I am. Sometimes I feel like the Lord wanted me to be a pastor just so I'd have an opportunity every single week in sermon and Bible study prep to see how sinful and unworthy I really am. Every one of my thoughts, my words, and deeds are so completely covered in sin. Even those things I think are good. Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever felt that every sermon and every Bible study topic was directed right at you? As if somehow the pastor knew your personal sins? As if he could somehow see inside your heart and mind? Take heart, brothers and sisters. Jesus eats with tax collectors and sinners like you and me. He reclines at table with us. He shares a great feast with us. In our congregation, we share that feast every single week at all of our worship services. Jesus comes to us. He has fellowship with us. He lays an incredible spread before us, his precious body and blood. The very same body and blood that died on the cross for every single one of your sins. The big ones, the little ones, and everything else in between. There's nothing that you've done or not done, nothing that you've said or not said that can keep you from Christ and his forgiveness. In fact, you and me, sinners, are precisely who he came and died for. Praise the Lord for his mercy. The longer I'm in ministry, the more I also notice how much easier it is to spot the sins of others. I do it. My brother pastors do it. The people in my congregation do it, as I'm sure they do in your congregation. That's the old Adam in us. The sinner that still lives in us despite the saint created by our Lord's presence and fellowship with us through the Holy Spirit in our baptism. He still rears his ugly head in our lives every day. And somehow, after we've already been received by Jesus and welcomed into his family of faith and feasted with him in his holy meal, start looking out at the other people that need to meet Jesus. Start making comparisons. We start sounding an awful lot like the scribes and Pharisees. I have 3 children, and my oldest is now in this phase where he knows he's better than everyone else. And he has no problem telling us. Doesn't matter what it is, running, jumping, playing a video game, riding a bike, he always makes a point to tell me, "Well, Dad, I'm better than you. But that's okay. We can still play." He's 5, so it's still pretty cute. But when we're full-grown adults, looking out at all the different kind of sinners that the Lord wants to dine with, that he wants to invite to receive his grace, hear the good news of forgiveness and new life through his death and resurrection, pretty sure that makes us exactly like the scribes and Pharisees. Brothers and sisters, I encourage you to bask in the full fellowship and presence and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hear his word, receive his sacraments, receive forgiveness and new life and everlasting life. No matter what your past or present may look like, he loves you, period. Let's just make sure we invite, welcome, and receive anyone else the Lord might want at the celebration as well. Amen.
We thank Pastor Emil Gretterson from Concordia Lutheran Church, Hagerstown, Maryland, for today's meditation on God's Word.